So, for example, spontaneous synchronization, how audiences are clapping and suddenly they start all clapping together, or fireflies flashing together. We can program rules for pattern formation, how cells in a tissue determine what role they're going to take on and set the patterns of our bodies. We can program rules for migration. And in this way, we're really learning from nature's rules. But we can also take it a step further. We can actually take these rules that we've learned from nature and combine them and create entirely new collective behaviors of our very own. So, for example, imagine that you had two different kinds of rules. So your first rule is a motion rule, where a moving robot can move around other stationary robots. And your second rule is a pattern rule, where a robot takes on a color based on its two nearest neighbors. So if I start with a blob of robots and a little pattern seed, it turns out that these two rules are sufficient for the group to be able to self-assemble a simple line pattern. And if I have more complicated pattern rules, and I design error correction rules, we can actually create really, really complicated self-assemblies. And here's what that looks like.